Welcome to the Who's He podcast with me, Phil.
And me, Scott.
And today we're just going to be having a sort of like a, well, it's like a Doctor Who pre-show episode, isn't it? Because we're just under a week away now from new Doctor Who back on the screens on May the 11th on iPlayer and BBC One, in the UK at least, and on Disney, Disney Plus for the rest of the world. So we thought we'd just have a quick sort of, you know, 20 minutes or so just chatting about what we're expecting, and are we excited for the new series or season 1 or season 15 or whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't know. 14 is it? See what I mean? There's too many seasons.
So, series 14.
Yeah, I know. But before we go any further, let's have a listen to the latest trailer.
You ready for this?
Give me the lovin'! Now, stay back! We are going to rock through time.
Oh, this is so Bridgerton.
This is Ruby.
You are wild, brave, and rude.
Nothing!
No, you made it worse.
Where shall we go? Anywhere!
It's you!
Space baby!
Oh, is it the universe, man?
Let's have a random landing.
Is it safe?
Listen to me. This is what we're trying to stop. All of life extinguished.
You keep us safe?
I will keep us safe.
Come on!
We've got work to do.
There's a storm coming in.
You called.
Honey, I'm a much bigger bang than you bargained for.
I will shatter this silly little battlefield into dust. In a heartbeat, into dust.
I don't have a people, I don't have a home, but I have freedom. Catching monsters, getting into scrapes. So I keep moving on. To see the next thing. And the next, and the next. Have you ever felt so alive? And that's just the beginning.
Okay, Scott, so does that get you excited?
Yes.
It does.
What about you?
Well, let's start with you first. What are you looking forward to the most? Because you're quite hyped for this, aren't you?
I don't know what I'm most excited for, to be honest. Just because it's a new series.
Just because it's a new series,
and
yeah.
And it's been long awaited because it's been about 2 years since we last got a series, really. So
a full series, yeah.
So that's probably why.
Yeah, because it's been three specials and a Christmas special, isn't it? Really, yeah. With Shuti Gatwa. So
there's been 7 episodes in between those 2 years, really.
So
we're getting more.
So this is like going back to the 1980s where you had Colin Baker at the tail end of Peter Davison's last series, then you had to wait a few months until you saw the Doctor. The difference being there, though,
is that the story was bad.
The story was bad, and I think the way the Doctor was portrayed in that by Colin Baker, and it's not Colin Baker's fault because there was a plan what to do with his Doctor. It left a bit of a bad taste in people's mouths because he was cowardly, violent, wanting to kill Perry. Yeah, exactly. So it was, I think, people a little bit, oh, God, this isn't too good. But we kind of had the same thing with Shuti Gatwa. So we had the first episode. We haven't had to wait a long time to see him in action because we had the Christmas, the 60th anniversary specials in November. Then we had Shuti Gatwa. And then we had that a couple of weeks later, Church and Ruby Road. So now we've had a bit of a gap again, about 5 months to wait. to see his full series. So you're excited. I think people are more excited about this because I don't think Shooty Gatwa left that sort of bad impression on people like Colin Baker perhaps did back in the day. Unfortunately for Colin.
Poor Colin Baker.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to? It's a new series, but what excites you most about the new series? You know, what little we've seen in the trailer?
Probably the monsters.
The monsters.
The monsters look quite good.
Yeah.
That creature thing in some Space Babies. You know, the one with the head, like a big mouth, and it had like a...
Is that Space Babies, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing it is.
It might be. I don't know.
But
I don't know.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, because you've got that. You've got the Beatles episode. Bridgerton one. Or the Bridgerton style one. We're calling it Bridgerton. I don't think it is. There's quite a few things. So you're excited for it. Because I remember the last time you and I got excited about Doctor Who when we saw that trailer for Legend of the Sea Devils. And we were both like, oh my God, it's the Sea Devils. We couldn't wait for that to start or come on. Was it Easter that time, wasn't it? And it was one of the most...
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. Never mind. It was one of the most disappointing bits of telly I've ever watched in my entire life. It really was.
And it could have been something good if it wasn't for the writing. And a good plot as well.
I know. I can't get excited about things like that anymore now. Even if Doctor's my favourite television show, I don't know. I'm not that excited for this new series.
And Power of the Doctor was quite good, though.
Power of the Doctor was good, yeah. But that was just that. That was like a
final.
That was like a Doctor Who Greatest Hits kind of thing, really, wasn't it?
If Chibnall wrote like how he did in that story, I think he could have. I think he would have actually been a good showrunner.
Yeah, that was probably more like I think what people were expecting from a 60th anniversary celebration story. Because that was for 100 years of the BBC, but really it was more like a celebration of Doctor Who, to be honest. And I think for a lot of fans, that might have been more fitting as a 60th anniversary special than what we actually got at the end of the day.
But, the Doctor's dead.
But anyway, that's in the past. We're looking to the future, aren't we? We're looking to the future now. So what do you... I'm not entirely infused about it, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
Not because you're not excited to watch it, or is it because you haven't been excited to watch it in a while? You don't know if you're excited to watch this.
Well, I think it's a case of been burnt before. Like I said earlier, we got excited about that Sea Devils episode. Cause oh my God, it's the Sea Devils, and it was rubbish, basically. So that's why I'm a little bit. I'm sort of holding back with my excitement somewhat. I'm never the most excitable of people, I've got to be honest, but I don't know. There's something about it I can't quite put my finger on. I'm beginning to wonder whether this is where I now start to drift away from Doctor Who because it's not made for me anymore.
Who's going to do this podcast then?
That's the thing. I really don't know whether it's made for... It's not made for someone of my generation. It certainly isn't. It's for a younger audience now and a more in-tune audience with the world and everything. Because I scratch my head at a lot of things happening in the world and things people do and say. I think, why are you... Yeah, it's just the things they get upset about. I think, why are you getting upset about it, really? Without going into any great details. But I think that I've just reached that age now where I've turned into my parents.
You're trying to that age, you're like, oh, for God's sake, everything's such a pain. Oh, this thing is so annoying.
I do just find a lot of things just annoying now. I get annoyed quite a bit. And I've always been annoyed at a lot of things, but particularly now. And I hope I don't feel that way after watching the new series and Shooty Gatwa, because I'm sure he's brilliant. I'm sure he's going to be really good. And he wasn't given a lot to do in the last...
No.
The last thing we saw him in, Church and Ruby Road, if I'm being perfectly honest.
But at least he got a lot of energy. So at least you can do a lot with him.
Yes, he's a younger actor. I mean, Jodie Whittaker was a young actor as well. I mean, Peter Capaldi...
quite a lot. Even
he was in his 50s. He was basically my age when he first started doing it.
It's upsetting because a lot of people dropped out when he started because of his age.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. I think it was the audience didn't want to... I don't know. I don't know what it was. I think people sort of took to his doctor.
As well. As they did.
But I did. I really did take to his doctor. Scott's yawning. So.
I was yawning when I'm doing this. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm so tired. But no, so I wasn't entirely... I'm not entirely infused with this, as I keep saying. I think the One of the reasons they keep showing the musical episode, they keep showing a lot of footage from that in the trailer. And as I keep saying on this podcast and other podcasts, anyone who will ask me, I am not a fan of musicals, and that is probably the one I'm looking forward to the least with that, actually.
It might end up being quite good.
Do you know what? I think the last sort of musical-themed episode of something I watched, it was Star Trek. It was the Strange New Worlds. They did a musical episode in that one. Everybody raved about it, and I'm just sitting there thinking, Emperor's New Clothes. I thought, sorry, are we watching the same thing? I thought it was dire. I really did. There was kind of a logical reason for it, where it is this there would be an influence, because that's how this thing's communicated through song, and it influenced other people to sing back to them as well. So it kind of made sense, but I just don't see the point to musicals, actually.
Hasn't there been like...
Yeah. I really don't understand them at all, or their appeal, or the popularity, or anything. I really don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we are doing a what are we looking for video.
You're in your YouTube mode here,
mate. What are you looking forward to?
What I'm looking forward to? Well, what I've seen so far, not much.
Come on, say something.
I'm not that enthused about it at all.
That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, seriously, Scott, I can't work any much excitement about this at all. I really can't. Because nothing I've seen so far makes me go, wow, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing at all. What about you? Has anything made you go, wow, at the moment?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm excited for Empire of Death, since I haven't really shown any scenes of that. Sounds very John Pertwee.
Well, that's the last episode,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But they're
not going to give much of that away, are they?
They're being released over 4 weeks. There's going to be two each week.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so. I think it's only just for the first night. Yeah.
I looked it online and they said it's going to be 4 weeks.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's news to me.
Maybe there's not.
Well, we're not going to look it up right now. We were supposed to be talking, but Scott was just about to Google it on his phone. But no, I think I don't know. I thought it was just the first two episodes are going to drop together. And then I think you might get the final two episodes might drop together, I've heard. But I haven't heard about anything else in between, which will make it a very short run of Doctor Who, if that's the case.
Shortest one ever.
Yeah. I'm also not sure after... Well, no, I think it's going to be... Each episode is going to be released in the UK at the least. Anyway, it's going to be released at midnight on the iPlayer. So you can watch it any time. And I think the other thing as well, we're going to be broken up with our podcast episode run, because one of the weeks when it's on, we're going to be on holiday, or coming back off holiday that day.
We're going to be rushing through those episodes on a Sunday.
Yeah, and we're not going to be around to watch it that night either, because we're not going to be back till sort of late in the evening then, so we're not going to be able to watch that. And if that's the case, that might be heading towards the finale. If what you're saying is true, it's going to pack them in fairly quickly then. But...
I think it is. I don't know if it is or not.
Well, if it is, it's the first I've heard of it. I mean, as we know, it's back on the 11th of May, next Saturday, and I don't even know what time it's on, actually, because none of the TV guides will actually go that far ahead. Because we're recording on the Saturday, and this will go out on the Sunday. So if we actually record it on the Sunday, all the TV guides will be actually forward 24 hours, and it will show us Saturday night's television, but we're just recording too early to see that at the moment. So I dare say if you dig around enough, you could probably find it, but I'm not that fussed. It's on Saturday night, but we can watch it during the day anyway if we wanted to.
I mean, it's being released at midnight.
Yeah, so you can watch it from midnight onwards. I dare say there'll be a few watching Doctor Who watch parties that night.
Donald Jones.
Yeah. Not for us. I'll be in bed because I'm working the next day. So I'm. Yeah, so I'm working. So, yeah, it's not too sure when I'm going to watch it.
They're being released on Sunday now.
Sorry?
They're being released on Sunday.
This podcast is coming out on Sunday.
Oh, no, but the episodes, are they being released on Sunday?
Our podcast episodes. Well, no, whenever we record it.
The actual episodes?
No, they're out on the Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. So they come out midnight Saturday.
And they're on Saturday BBC One in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a bit much. Okay. Why can't you just wait?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Is this instant demand for television? So that's why they're doing it, and that's the way things are done now. It's streaming, isn't it? That's the kind of TV that kids seem to like. So
boring. Well, oh, watch it. It's found a fish.
What about you? Do you like? What do you like? Do you, can you not wait? Can you? Or could you wait? Could you have waited? Because you're the sort of the sort of that demographic. I know they're going for more like a teenager kind of audience. That's why I think that's why, because they say kids watch stuff on their phones or their tablets, mainly their phones actually. And you do watch a lot of stuff on your phone, don't you?
Yeah, but I can wait. I'm not that impatient. I can still wait for it to come out.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but I think you'd have to, because if it's coming out on Disney Plus for the rest of the world streaming, they're going to see it before this. So I think that, and it is going to be seen in the rest of the world before the UK, which I think a lot of people have got a bit sort of uppity about.
I mean,
but hey, that's the way of the world.
Show,
so. Well, it's the way of the world, mate, isn't it? And if you want, you know, to get it out there globally, you've got to make some sort of a compromise on that.
It's only gone out. Really?
Put it this way, Scott. Put it this way. We've had it our own way in the UK when it comes to Doctor Who for a good many years now, haven't we? So, and it is a globally known TV show, and it has been for decades, really. Even before it came back in 2005, Doctor Who's known across the world.
Oh, I also wanted to say, how many seasons do you think this new Doctor?
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone seems to think he's doing two,
no.
But he's said he is. Around to do more, so I think we'll get at least another season out of him.
I don't think we're gonna hit, because that way he only has 16 episodes. That's like less than Companions, you know.
But you think how long he's been filming it? You know, he's been filming it for the last year or so.
They're now filming,
midway through filming his second season. So for him, he's been doing it for a long while. It's just us viewers who haven't had the experience of knowing his Doctor for that long. Whereas, say, we get it for, like, you know, 8 weeks a year. And Russ T. Davies has said he wants it back on television every year again. If that means only doing 8 episodes, and if it's 8 episodes of high quality, then fine. You know, who cares? To be honest, I know it's different to American TV, because they sort of like, they do like, you know, they're used to like getting 22 episodes a year with things, which we never do. We never do that, you know, over here. We do.
It's rare to get that.
Very rare. And even back when Doctor Who was on for a lot longer, it was only sort of 12, 13. And sometimes that even included the Christmas special. So, you know, it's not... I think be thankful Doctor Who's on the television. I wish I could be more excited about it.
The longest season has been Series 7, 14 episodes. But then that people slag it off because of the writing.
Well, I think that's the thing.
The longer the series, the less quality you can get.
You'll never please everybody all of the time, and Doctor Who fans are extremely difficult to
grasp.
To please, I think, actually. And I know over the years on this podcast, I made quite a few sort of disparaging comments about Doctor Who fans.
Oh.
And sometimes, quite rightly so, I feel, because they are incredibly ungrateful sometimes. It's sort of like you saying 14 episodes. And I dare say during that 14 episode run, they could have said a lot of them are of low quality. We should have had a shorter season. It would have been better.
And now
we're getting a shorter season. It's not fair. We should be getting 13 foot. So that's what I mean. They flip-flop all over the place. So this is why I get a bit vocal about fandom sometimes.
Just to give it to that series, though, they made actual movie posters for every episode. So they really
Movie posters.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the artist was. They used to do the movie posters each week. They were fantastic. They really were great. I wish I could remember his name now, but I'll tell you one thing I'm looking forward to, because one thing Russ T. Davies said, it's leaning more into fantasy.
Ooh,
now.
Yeah.
Which I think goes back to what David Tennant's 14th Doctor did with the getting the Toy Maker, when he invoked a superstition at the end of the universe. He sort of opened a gateway for, and Russ T. Davies said it's going to be more about warring gods.
Ooh.
And stuff, which so I think this Jinx Monsoon character, the Maestro,
she's come from it,
which basically the Master, that's basically what that means, Maestro. It's basically a god,
Is she like Missy 2.0 or something?
Well, no, I think the cat's meant to be a god, not another Time Lord.
Like a music god.
Yeah, the god of music or something. Mm. Yeah, which is... I like that fact, because it does open out what you can do with storytelling, really, because I think if you're confined to just doing... Doctor Who's never been science fiction as such. It's been science fantasy, I always felt, actually. But now if we're going to go into like out-and-out fantasy, really... Because, I mean, you think back to Church and Ruby Road, goblins in a flying ship. That's fantasy. That's something out of the mind of Terry Gilliam, to be honest. You don't know how Terry Gilliam is, Scott. That's Monty Python. He did all the cartoons, and he did... you seen Time Bandits?
No.
Right, it's a good film. It's a film for kids, but there's some real surreal imagery in that. Like the one that they're on a boat. It looked like the goblin's flying ship, but it's actually a hat worn by a giant walking under the water.
Ooh.
And he walks out there, and it's just such a surreal bit of imagery, but I thought it was great. I loved it. So that just, it kind of way reminded me of that, actually, the Church and Ruby Road with that flying ship. It's very much the same in sort of similar design. So I really like that. You should watch Time Bandits. It's a good film. I used to have the book of that. I got that when I was at your school, Sanders School, when I was a kid there. Oh. You used to have a book club, and I bought Time Bandits.
Yeah.
Without actually seeing the film. But it's really good. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the whole Warring Gods thing. I mean, that's quite an interesting thing. It just opens up the scope of the show a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I like the Christmas special. That's how... People are conspiracy. It's called... People think it's going to be written by Stephen Moffat. Moffat.
Yeah. Well, he's written the third episode in this.
But they're saying he's
written the Christmas special. Apparently, I'm not entirely.
Is it called Joy to the World or something?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Really haven't looked that far ahead, but no, it's I mean, I'm always grateful Doctor Who's back on the telly, because I remember when it wasn't on, and all you had was the books, and you had the fan made, like, you know, BBV home video stuff,
which is where people like Mark Gatiss started writing,
really, and Nick Briggs and people like that.
Some of them are a little bit...
They're a bit ropey, but again, they're made on video, they're made very, very cheaply, but it kept the flame alive, didn't it, really?
And the birds and Virgin...
Yeah. So there's always... I just never bothered with it.
Didn't Nick Briggs do a spin-off, like, rip-off thing, and he played the Doctor or something?
Well, they couldn't actually name it as the Doctor. When you had the Stranger series, which starred Colin Baker and then Sylvester McCoy, and it's basically the Doctor in all but name.
Oh. But he actually... I thought he did one, and then... Because I was watching a video and they said, you can also go watch Nick Briggs' things on this YouTube channel. I searched it up and it didn't exist.
Oh, right, okay. So it's probably been taken down, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's probably done something. And then
years ago, probably about 30-odd years ago, he probably did that. Yeah, more than likely. But you're thinking about it, well, 19 years ago, Doctor Who was relaunched back on the television. You know, so it's a long, long time about it back on TV. And I know... People always say, oh, it's going to get cancelled and the viewing figures. Well, now viewing figures doesn't really matter, really, to be honest.
The BBC renews the series. If they're happy with it, they go ahead.
Well, they're already filming, you know, his second series. And plus, everything we now know that Millie Gibson is going to be, and we spoke about this the other week anyway on another podcast, didn't we, that Millie Gibson is not leaving Doctor Who. She's in the second series. Or Susie Gatwell's second series, and you've also got the new companion as well. So, you know, she's not going anywhere. So all this nonsense about she's been axed, fired, sacked.
Being a diva on set.
Exactly, yeah. It's just tabloid tittle-tattle, really. I feel sorry for her, to be honest. But that's the thing with Doctor Who. He always gets that level of scrutiny all the time. All the time. Even now, sort of, I mean... You get labelled with that thing. If you've ever played the Doctor, you're always the Doctor. And Jodie Whittaker will always be known as Jodie Whittaker, the first female Doctor Who. It's always follows her name now. So when Shuti Gatwa, now it's sort of the first Black Doctor, and it'll ever forever be known now as the first Black Doctor.
Former Doctor Who Shuti Gatwa has now
the first Black Doctor. There you go. You get former Doctor Who Shuti Gatwa, the first Black Doctor. You'll get that all the time now.
That's a mouthful.
Like it matters. Just say he was former Doctor Who. That's all you need to know, really. Doesn't matter about their gender, the colour of their skin. It doesn't matter they were Doctor Who. So anyway, we're getting ahead of us. So we're looking way into the future after he's left the show here. But I think he'll stick around for more. And I hope I am sort of a bit more pleasantly surprised than, because I'm not feeling it at the moment. If I'm honest with you, I'm not feeling it, but you are though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's good. That's a good thing. At least one of us in this room right now is excited for it.
Is the cat excited for it?
I don't know, Stormy. I don't know. She's asleep, so I dare say she's not. No, we got a cat sleeping next to us as well. One of our many cats. Storm, no, she's fast asleep.
Well, it wasn't really our fault, we just kind of ended up with them.
Yeah, I know, she was just here when we started recording.
Yeah, she's kind of here.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so we don't know what time it's back on next Saturday night, but say it's on iPlayer from midnight, you can watch it anytime you like from that time onwards, really. Yeah, so
yeah.
We could get up Saturday morning, Scott, and watch Doctor Who for breakfast. We could do that. I don't think your mum and your sister would be too pleased about that.
They can go out.
That's your answer to it. We're watching Doctor Who. Get out.
I'm watching my Doctor Who.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, we'll see, folks. We'll see. I mean, I hope it's something to look forward to. And I hope everyone out there is more excited about it than I am. I'm just feeling a bit flat with it at the moment. Scott's buoyed and full of beans about it, and I feel as flat as a billiard table about it, to be honest.
It's always, if the first episodes are bad, if the first episodes are bad and you don't like it, you already know you're not going to like the rest of the series.
Well, I don't know, really, because you could watch something one week and you don't really like it, and the next week you could not blow your socks off. I mean, I felt a bit like much of that with Jodie Whittaker's time as the Doctor. I felt a lot of it wasn't that good.
Orphan 55.
In hindsight. But then you had a couple of really, really good stories there. And you're just thinking, why couldn't it have been that exciting each week? And to be honest, it was those episodes where Chris Chibnall wasn't writing alone. He was writing with the Haunting of the Villa Diodati.
He wrote with someone else,
and that was an outstanding episode.
Then he wrote
Village of the Angels. Again, he co-wrote it with the same writer as the
Haunted. But yeah, he wrote Legend of the Sea Devils with him.
And that was, did he? That was rubbish.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of it was cut out of that. There was some very strange edits in that thing. And the whole, sorry folks, we're going back in time. We should be looking to the future. Not talking about old Jodie Whittaker. But no, that whole thing with Yaz and the Doctor, that was tagged on. Because that wasn't planned either. He just saw this thing happening in fandom where they were shipping the Doctor and Yaz, and he included it at the end. And that's why it didn't work. And it went nowhere. Because it was never part of the overall theme.
It was never meant to be.
No, you just not really. You just sort of dumped it in there. And that's why it just sort of stuck out a little bit. I never really got to grips with that, really. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I just say, as a story-wise, it just didn't... Where the hell did that come from?
Does that explain why Donna called the 14th Doctor almost sort of gay? And he said he liked... what's his name? Isaac Newton.
I don't remember that bit, because I only watched it once, and I don't remember that bit, but could have done, I don't know.
Yeah, that might explain that.
No idea, absolutely no idea, mate, absolutely no idea, but anyway, folks, so obviously we will be covering this series of Doctor Who. We're not entirely sure when we're going to get our episodes out. As I said last episode when I was recording with Paul, I think we probably will be probably one of the last podcast to get our episodes out, just because we're just trying to get everything aligned, to be honest. It's just to recall we you know, because people are working, they're busy at weekends, and it's just trying to get everything together, and it's not always possible to do it at the same time each week.
We'll try. I mean,
of late we've tried to get an episode out each week, where we went monthly before every couple of weeks or something, and at the moment we're every week. We might take a bit of a break once this new series of Doctor Who is over, but at the moment we're not too sure we're going to cover next week, because it's two episodes being dropped at once, so we're not entirely sure how we're going
to
do that.
Two 15-minute reviews in one, isn't
it? Yeah, I prefer to do it like that. Yeah, just keep it short and sweet. Don't think it needs much more than that. I mean, we just spoke for half an hour about nothing.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
She was blambling on about our Doctor Who problems.
Yeah, exactly. First world Doctor Who problems we have, mate. Yeah.
You listen here, government. You better fix us
out. Oh, dear.
Fix our problems.
Good, good. So, yeah. So we'll be back next week then with what's the episode, Scott?
Space Baby.
And what's the next episode?
A Devil's Called.
Yes, cold. Indeed. So we'll be back next episode talking about them. Yeah, so hopefully I'll be back then with Paul. And Scott, you're going to record your own little piece as well, aren't you, to drop in to the episode. So give us your thoughts as well. So we're going to be back with all that. And hopefully I'll be a little bit more excited about it by then.
Better be. I'll find you. Well,
it's not hard, Scott. We live in the same house, mate. So. Okay, everybody. So until then, it's goodbye from me, Phil.
And goodbye from me, Scott.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening. You can download this podcast from iTunes, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, and through your podcatcher of choice. If you would care to leave us some feedback on iTunes, that would be very much appreciated. You can also find us on Twitter at @whose_he_podcast, on the Who's He Podcast Facebook group, and through our website, whose-he-podcast.co.uk.